welcome back to FPL Juice, your favourite place to come. We're on a later squeeze of all the juicy bits of your favourite game and ours, the Fantasy Premier League. Joining me today, it is the birthday boy. Shakira said hips don't lie, but hairlines clearly do, because can you believe he's only 32? But Ash, happy birthday. Thanks, my friend.
That rhymed.
How are you?
That was good. That's really good. The hairline don't lie. Yeah, well, to be fair, I bought my missus some cigarettes today at the shop, and the lady did have a good look at me and was about to ask for ID, and I said, stop. Before you ask, just look at the hairline. And she went, okay.
I thought you were going to say you set fire to your hairline.
There you go. No, it was set fire a long time ago. Jolyon, mate. Jolyon Lescott. he's been around so long, he's actually on his second midlife crisis.
Yeah.
It's my brother Nick. And coming up on today's show, we'll be trying to catch them all in a Pokemon-themed punditry competition.
Yes, and I have no idea about Pokemon. I literally... no idea. So all these words make no sense to me. But we'll be finding out who's a Pokemon master and who's stuck in the muck. Is that a Pokemon?
Muck's a Pokemon, yeah. Okay.
In our Game Week 33 review, whilst also revealing those Game Week 34 teams.
You can tell it was me that wrote this intro, right? Yeah. Then after stumbling across it, as per the usual FPL Juice fashion, we are going to open up the lines again as we offer you, the viewers, the chance to Zoom call in live and have your say. This is something we're going to call the Juice Bar, of course.
See what we've done there.
All topics and questions are welcome, of course, within reason.
Yes. As long as you're a cool person, you can come on.
Yeah.
We don't want abuse.
Not again.
Not again. But... We did start with some thumbs down every week. Within 1 minute, yeah, Someone comes on and thumbs downs us. But for some reason, it disappeared after. So maybe
not this week.
So far, so
off
good.
To a
flight. It'll be over in a minute.
Woo woo! That's the sound of the police. Glasto's in the house. Roberto, lads, my life is too busy right now. What?
evening.
Post the points. New
good
viewer,
to see you, mate.
Shout out, Mumsy. Come on, happy birthday! Thanks,
happy
Mum.
Birthday. Hey, Penguin.
Hey, Penguin. How you doing? FPL squad picks. Hey guys. Oh, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate that.
Evening, Chris. So guys, then we will be off with Ash in another quest to uncover some knowledge and help him learn his little way through this world in the fans' favourite Ash Meets World.
Hell yeah. There's also some Nick in the Hood, let's not forget. That's the second fans' favourite, right?
Yeah.
The agent will also be back on our telly boxes, delivering yet another top tip for your FPL teams. Let's hope he Pikachu-ses the right player.
Yeah, I know Pikachu.
Everyone knows Pikachu. He's the one. He's the main one.
And it's juicier than a Snorlax's behind.
Yes, that is a Pokemon.
Yes, so we are counting down the top 10 in the Juice League once more.
All this, and we'll be giving you details on how you can enter the PlayStation 5 giveaway. It's surely got to be the week this week.
I think we should, if we have a little
surely
push, we might be able to get there for next week's show.
Hopefully for the last time, plus anything else that we can squeeze into the show. But first of all, bro, how you doing?
I'm good, mate.
You're dressed very smart. Is that because you knew it was my birthday today?
Well, it's just a shirt. I mean, it's a casual shirt.
That's a Ralphie, that.
Yeah, just, you know, just... back to work now, aren't
yeah
I? So I feel like I need to get into that vibe.
Yeah, man. But, looking sharp.
Thank you. I bought you a little present for your birthday.
Oh, did you?
It's nothing exciting.
That's really kind of you.
But you'll definitely enjoy it. I know. You've got that, Caribbean vibe.
I like it.
And when you go Barbados, mate.
A bit of rum.
Got to get on board with the rum.
Yes.
So I thought you can smash that in a couple of nights.
That is
over
really
the weekend.
Really kind of you, mate.
No
thank
problem
you very, very much. I've been spoiled with birthday presents.
I know,
look what LaunchPod and producer James got for me. I've got these custom FPL Juice Air Force Ones. Look at them.
James, can
that's
you
unbelievable.
Add, can you add
look
the Nelly Air Force One?
Look, FPL Juice logo on there.
Song.
It's the full, like, FPL Juice. Got the FPL Juice on the tongue. We've got the orange laces. And they are from where? Icon X custom sneakers. Amazing.
Can I get some Michael Bolton one, please? I
have lucked out.
Do they make Michael Bolton Air Force Ones? That'd be incredible.
These will look good on you, actually, with that little outfit you're wearing. Oh, no, I've been sport rotten. Would he say nuclear atoms? Could have wrapped it. He's lazy. Oh, Chris, he's saving money on paper.
I don't wrap presents.
That sounds disgusting. No, that's really, really kind of you. Thanks to you and Kate, mate. Really appreciate that. Definitely get,
of course.
Definitely get through that. Ash never had Nike trainers before. I had some hikes once.
Some hikes.
The tick was the other way around. It was sick.
Crepto-rago. See, Chris is with me.
Chris is learning.
Chris is learning every learning, week, like mate. Me.
Nick and the Hood. Who's paying for these? They seem priceless.
Me and Chris are going to go on a little tour of Ross Kemp's ganglands at the end of the season.
You two wouldn't last 5 minutes running out of there. With your hair,
I think it'd be the other way. I think people would be like, this is so weird they're here. They must be like some bad men. They must be like.
Brilliant.
Right.
Excellent start.
Before we get started, guys.
Trains are banging. Go on. How's it going, lads? How's it going, Savage? Nice to see you, mate. It's been a little while.
Hey, Roberto. You've not missed anything, mate, apart from it's Ash's birthday.
We're not going again from the top for Roberto.
Welcome back to FPL Juice, Roberto.
Your place for the latest squeeze of all the juicy. I'm moving on. Right.
I should say as well, thank you for... We've had a few more entries for people wanting to be juicers.
Oh, yeah.
So in terms of getting on board, we need 20 people, one for each Premier League club starting next year. So... loads and loads of good accounts and good people have like got in touch to enter. We only need one more club to fill.
Oh, really? Who's that club for?
Brighton.
Oh, for Brighton.
So we just need a little bit more representation for Brighton before we can narrow it down. And then, all good.
Brighton fans want to be a juicer for us, that is a journalistically untrained, independent club expert reporter, you will be the face of Brighton for FPL Juice. Get at us. Shout us. Instagram, DM, Twitter. Let us know, because we need to fill that spot.
I think Joe from Fantasy Football Scout might be a Brighton fan.
Okay.
But he's probably quite busy with his own stuff. But
probably.
You never know. He might.
Should we make time for us, no?
It'll be a bit like Lady Gaga coming on like a pub singer's set to open up for her. But you never know. We'll see what happens.
We'll see. And guys, just before we crack on with punditry, if you're not already subscribed to the channel, please click that subscribe button. And also turn on those notifications. Just click the bell, turn those on. That way you'll be notified whenever we drop a new live stream or a new video. And if you're on Twitter, please do retweet the link, which Nick would have tweeted out just before we went live. Mm-hmm. Let's try and get some of those comments popping like last week. Yeah, that was amazing.
Especially as we are going to do, as Ash said in the intro, we are going to get people jumping on like we did last week, get people jumping on in the live with some Zoom calls.
Yeah, man.
Have fun. You chatting with us. That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So it's all about the FPL community. That's what we want to keep it going for. So,
definitely.
Without further ado,
yeah,
we'll get stuck in to punditry. And joining us is a guy that we just got off the chat with just before we came live on air, who is going to be featuring in our Friday night drop. Is FPL Era, mate? How you doing?
I'm good, lads. How are you keeping?
Just in case you thought that was pronounced incorrectly, it is FPL Era. I did call it FPL Ira.
Yeah,
my bad.
That's all right.
How you doing? Are you good?
I'm not too bad. Yeah, just had a quick check of the scores there. Chelsea and Madrid is 1-1.
One all
at the moment. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Who scored for Chelsea?
Pulisic and then Benzema for Madrid.
He's in some good form,
he's
old Christian.
A little bit of form.
Yeah.
That's if Chelsea don't get kicked out the Champions League by UEFA.
Yeah.
Might just be PSG with a straight
buys
straight
all the way
award,
to the cup.
Straight award for the trophy.
Cool. We're gonna get stuck in some Pokemon Fiend punditry. I hope you've got a couple for us.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm the same as Nick now. I wouldn't be that much of a Pokemon fan.
No.
I'm doing a bit of research anyway.
Ash goes, when me and Ash used to work together, and during his lunch break, he used to go out with his Pokemon Go app and wander across the fields hunting Pokemon for like an hour. And all the rest of
and
us.
And you took
like,
pity on
him. Oh, I thought, what's he doing?
Bro, why are you lying?
And he'd come back and he'd
be
like,
why are you lying for?
I've just found a limited edition Snorlax. And it would be constant. So, Ash, this
why
is your
are you
week
lying
for your birthday, your favourite hobby, Pokemon.
Why are you lying for?
Do you remember you were crying once because you lost when someone stole one
yes,
of your...
Yeah, someone stole a Mewtwo from me, yeah.
Adrian Mewtwo?
Yeah, Adrian Mewtwo.
Oh, I should have had that one. Oh, that's a good one. Because I didn't even know these names. Imagine if I'd looked up the names, I could have come up with some good ones. Oh, I knew, sorry about that, Noel. Right. Okay, right. Noel, we'll go with you first. How many have you got, Noel?
1, 2, 3...
Oh, he's got it.
Six.
Right, okay. Well, you can start. Because I've only got a couple. So you go first now. What's your first one, mate?
I'll go with the Mewtwo one there, but there's actually a Brazilian player called Iago Pikachu.
Oh, is what's that?
It's an easy. Yeah.
I've not heard of that.
He's Brazilian, anyway.
Should have stuck with a Mewtwo one.
I robbed it.
That's good.
Right.
Nick, what you got?
I only know three Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I know Pikachu.
Yeah.
So
classic.
I've gone Pikachu Pumoting.
That's quite good. That's pretty good.
I thought. Yeah. I was thinking about Pikachulian Dicks.
Okay. Yeah. Julian Dicks.
But I settled on Pikachu.
I like Pikachu Pumoting. That's pretty good.
Well, there you go.
All right. I'll take that. Someone's gonna have to like because Nick won't.
I won't know
won't get any of these. So
yeah.
James, are you Pokemon? Cool. All right. So my first one is Raja Nine Golem.
Okay.
There's a Pokemon called Golem.
Golem.
Raja
okay, then
Nine
it's,
Golem.
Then it's good. I'll let you have that.
Drop in the comments if you're having mine. Huh? Blank. Yeah, no one's getting them ones. That was a good Pokemon. It was like a
was
rock
that
ball.
The one on a Saturday you disappeared for 3 hours, didn't
trying
you?
To find
and
it,
you
yeah.
came back with I remember you had come back, your suit was all ripped, you
yeah.
had leaves
grass
hanging
stains.
Off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Climbed.
My knees were all muddy.
Waded through a canal.
My shoes were all wet.
The little smile on your face, mate, that was priceless. No, what's your next one?
I think I'll probably go all guns blazing out with a good one. Jordi Abra.
Yes. Jordi Abra. Jordi Alba.
Like
yeah,
it.
Very, very good.
Like it.
Roberto's having my one. Thanks, Roberto, mate. Appreciate that. Nick, what you
my
got?
My next one is, right, one of the other three Pokemon that I know is Everton striker.
Yeah.
Richarizard.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at this.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I only had a small pot to work
got
with.
A small sample.
So
yeah.
I could concentrate my efforts.
Yeah. No, that's pretty good. It's better than I thought it was going to be.
There you go. Could have been worse.
Decent. My second one is, and you'll know this one because we talked about it in the intro, Snorlaxette.
Oh, yeah.
Snorlax.
Yeah.
Snorlaxette.
That's okay. Yeah. It's all right.
Drop
it's
in
right.
the comments, please. I need some backup here.
Noel, tell him how it's done, mate.
Last one. Make it a good one.
Pick your best one. Pick your best one.
Yeah. Martin Squirtle, so.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, banger.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
Ain't that the same as your third one?
I haven't got a third one.
Oh. Oh, you just got the two?
Yeah, I've only got
okay.
the two.
Nah, Martin Squirtle, that's a classic. There'll be a few of those later on, I reckon.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick.
My last one is Jolteon Lescott.
Oh, is it?
It's a Jolteon, yeah. Jolteon Lescott.
You should have gone with a Newcastle striker.
Who?
Joe Linton.
Nah. Yeah. Roberto, please tell me you're having that. This was Ray Koresh's idea.
It was.
I thought that was pretty good.
Well, it's decent. I would listen. I don't know it. So
Martin Squirtle is a banger.
I can't judge.
Yeah.
They're loving your one.
I can't judge, but you know, I like that one.
Jolteon Lescott. That is an absolute banger. What we got there? Edin Charizard.
Very good.
Solid.
Very good.
All right. Well.
Good stuff, man.
I ain't having that one. Dream on. Oh, cheers, man. Thanks, Roberto. Just can't get the backup these days. He is a hornet after all. Anyway, Noel, thanks for joining us for the punditry. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And guys, if you would like to catch up with our chat with Noel on our FPL Juice Extra Bit show, that'll be dropping later on in the week.
Friday night.
Evening.
Before kickoff.
Friday evening.
We don't want to clash.
Probably so.
Yes. Right, Noel. give him a little wave goodbye.
Thanks, lad. See
you. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, thank you. Thanks again,
mate. See you soon.
Thanks, lad.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Oh, good stuff.
Pokemon sort of just over your head, isn't it?
Well,
you picked the worst Pokemon graphic as well for the punditry graphic.
I don't know about Pokemon.
It's all right.
How is it the worst graphic? It's just Pokemon, isn't it?
Yeah, no. There's like generations of Pokemon. This is like the last generation. You need the original. Do you know, like, some Pokemon cards are going for like thousands of pounds. Ray Koreshi, so Pokemon was your idea, Ray. Where you been?
Well, he's turned up now. I saw the map. But hold on a minute. When did Pokemon come out?
Oh, I don't know, like 97.
How old were you? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Probably like 7 or 8, something like that.
No, I'll let you have it then. But why were you still playing when we were at work?
I wasn't. What are you lying for?
That's what's weird. right.
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Game week review.
Yes. Who's going first this
me.
Week? Who finished? Yeah,
it's me. My team. Game week 33.
I wish you concentrated on fantasy football as much as you did Pokemon.
Pokemon Go is a classic, though. Well, mate, don't act like you didn't play it, pretending like you were doing it for your kids, and you actually did it for yourself. Right, let's have a look at my team. Right, so it's the blank game week, so lots of our players didn't start. You'll know my entry wins this week. Oh, we'll see about that, Ray. I hope it's a banger. I did come up with Jolty on Lescott. So
that logo looks a bit like a Pokemon, doesn't it?
Which one?
Ray, bring up Ray Koreshi's...
his comment.
Logo, yeah, so we can see. What's that? Isn't there a white one that looks a bit like a... It's quite like...
Mewtwo, yeah.
Doesn't he think it looks Mewtwo. A bit like that?
Nah, not really.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ray, tell us what that... If it's not Adrian Mewtwo, let us know who that is. What does that logo signify, please?
Happy birthday, Ash. Did you have any Ketchum lately? Thanks, mate, for the birthday wishes.
What is Ketchum?
I'm assuming Ketchum is ketchup.
No, I think it'll be some... Where's Nuclear Atoms from... I think, was it Bangladesh?
Have I made that up? Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's like some sort of sweet dessert. Maybe it's a bit... When we did dessert punditry, it might have been that one.
Oh, there he is. Evening, lads.
Look at that. Look at that logo.
FPL era. Hope he's sticking around.
Awesome.
Right, anyway. Plus points for my team. Rudiger, 8 points. Yes, please. Matty Loughton, 8 points. And a great
defense
performance from Burnley.
Good.
Yes, please. Stuart Dallas, a 0-0. Never would have guessed it against United.
Don't get many of them.
Nope. Watkins with the dodgiest assist of the season. Yeah. It's got to be said. And yeah, that's kind of where it ended for me, to be honest. I was kind of hoping Bruno would have come up with some goods as the captain.
Yeah.
Just the clean sheet.
Cavani.
And 3 points to 6. Cavani hasn't started the last 2 Premier League games. He came off the bench in the last game and scored. But he hasn't started the last 2, so he's on the chopping block. Havertz didn't play
after playing in the last.
It's a gamble. It was a gamble. Sanchez, no clean target. 1 point. Jota, disappointing. Lingard, disappointing. Well, you know, it's one of them ones. It's one of them ones. It weren't too bad. 40 points. I did forget to sub out Stones. The deadline beat me.
Oh,
I was going
right.
to sub him out. I would have probably bought in either... I was thinking to bring in Christensen at the time, which would have gave me another 8 points with the clean sheet as well. But the deadline beat me. So this was the bus team and 40 points over ranks dropped to 450K. So I'm still in the top half a mil. I think I'm just going to try and solidify that top half a mil.
I said that joking to you the other week and you were like, nah.
Well, nothing's going right. Although, having a look at my game week 34 team,
yeah,
I've made some wholesale changes.
Oh, wow. Pereira.
And I've
I'm
gone
seeing
for
Pereira.
It. This is the time.
I'm seeing
friend.
Vardy.
This is the time. It's a shake
Seamus
up.
Coleman.
Yes.
All right.
This.
I like this about you.
This is a shake up.
I mean, Jota on the bench is a...
Drastic times.
No, it's a bench boost.
It's a bench boost.
Oh, my God. I've just noticed. It's a bench boost.
We got the green.
Okay.
We got the green for the bench boost, man.
Well, look at that. Sanchez leads at home.
So, I've taken Stones out for Coleman. I've taken Cavani out for Vardy.
Yeah.
And I've taken Havertz out for Matthias Pereira. I've gone for form players.
I really like it. Not going to lie. I really like it. And I like the Everton because Everton have got...
They're sneakily under the radar. Coleman's the second best defender in form.
Yeah. And
he's
also
getting some numbers at the minute.
Everton, I'm looking at bringing in, doubling up on some Everton
because they've got double game week coming up, right?
Got the double game. Yeah. Well, not only that, but their double game week is against West Ham and Villa.
Villa, yeah.
Which is, out of the double game weeks, although West Ham are on good form, the rest of the teams have got Man United's and Liverpool's. The only one with an easy double game week is Crystal Palace, who've got Sheffield United and Southampton. But it's Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
So, if you're going to go for Everton, you've got West Ham and Villa, and they follow that up with games against Sheffield United and Wolves after that.
Perfectly winnable.
So, really nice. All right, they finish with Man City, but you've got time to make a transfer before then. So, I really like the Everton pick with Coleman.
I've gone for it. Coleman.
And Pereira's so on form, it's ridiculous.
Yep. And they're playing against Wolves, who just got absolutely smashed by Burnley 4-0.
It's a great
West Brom look like they're fighting to stay up. So, and he looks the most dangerous for me. He's on pens.
I would almost be tempted to captain Pereira against Wolves.
Would you?
Yeah.
What, over Son or Kane against at home to Sheffield United, because, who were down dead and buried?
Yeah, because...
No, surely not.
Tottenham are just haven't... I don't know, they're not really at it at the minute. At least West Brom have got their backs up and they are fighting, and Pereira's doing it more than anyone there.
I can't look past those two, to be honest.
I know what you mean. It's a safer pick, but the way you're kind of going, you're going for it aggressively. I'd like to see Pereira as a captain, but...
Yeah, I bet you would. But that's a fun captain.
I'm not going to go for Son, so it doesn't make any difference for me.
What, you'll probably go Kane though, won't you?
I'll probably go Kane.
Obviously, I had the bench boost chip still to play. And I was looking at my bench thinking, well, they're all going to start or play at least some part. Yeah. Jota's the only one really I'd be worried about. But even if he gets on, he might do something against United.
Yeah, I like
so, I've gone for it. I bought in Vardy over Iheanacho. You've got Iheanacho. He's so tough to look past. Yeah, he's just on fire at the minute.
See his goal.
Unbelievable.
I mean, Vardy should have finished. He teed Vardy up for...
Vardy should have scored two or three in that game.
Not really happening for him at the minute. Roberta Hollis there saying, Captain Vardy says he always scores versus the Saints.
Yeah, it's not a bad shout. He's a captain option.
Yeah, it can happen.
Fire bench boost. Ash. Thanks, bro. Look, Nick's got a 99-point lead on me. I've got to make a move at some point. This is the move. So let's see how we go. But I feel quite good about this team.
I don't know. I'm working out when to do my bench boost, but I'll come on to that anyway.
Cool. As I say, down to 450k overall rank. Room for improvement. Nick, let's have a look at your game week 33 team, mate. How did you get on?
I mean, pretty the reverse of you. My defence was awful. So Dallas, obviously, was the only one that returned. I captained Trent. Just because I've been going for that fun captaincy. Didn't pay off this week.
So close.
Yeah, it was well, 1 minute away, really, yeah, man. From coming off. I mean, the sensible option was Salah. That was my vice-captain. The fun option, I suppose, really, was Iheanacho. But, you know, I went with Trent. Can't go too bad.
No, they're both fun options, I think.
I didn't make a transfer for a -4. And I left Cresswell in. I was bad luck with injuries, really, because Nat Phillips got ruled out as well.
Yeah.
So I could only field 10 players. Then? I used it on... I brought in Jared Bowen for Gundogan quite early on. But then, yeah, I got... Obviously, Cresswell was ruled out.
Yeah.
Konsa and Martinez, you know, what can you do? You don't expect them to necessarily win that game, but it was a bit frustrating. West Ham... First time in a while, they've not really done anything.
Yeah.
So didn't get any points for Bowen or Lingard. Salah obviously returning a little bit to form. Bruno, nothing. Bamford, nothing. But then Iheanacho kind of saved my week at the last minute.
I think he saved a lot of people's weeks. FPL error, loving the Coleman pick.
Yeah.
The Irish love.
It's a good shout. The only thing with Coleman...
Shout out, Norman.
I would say, which has steered me away from Seamus Coleman, is that his minutes have been a little bit... Obviously, he's had his injury problems and his minutes have been a little bit hit and miss over the last few weeks. But...
If he can stay fit, I'm pretty sure he's the club captain.
He is. Yeah, he is the club captain.
So, if he can stay fit... I mean, he's only 4.8, so it's not like a huge risk.
Yeah.
And I can rotate my other defenders.
I was looking either at Holgate as a cheap option or Godfrey or Keane as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll be interested to see what happens.
Holgate's a shout as well.
Well, he's just so cheap, isn't he?
Yeah, but we'll last four weeks, Coleman, 7 points, 4 points, 6 points, 11 points.
No, he's doing well.
In great form.
I know he's one of the matches. Didn't he get an assist where he only came on for like 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, hopefully, I'm going to monitor the fitness. Hey, Lion's Head.
There
Adrian,
he
mate.
Is. Shout out for the picture, mate. Instagram that. ASAPy, I did. Loving
so
you
I'm
in the
just
merch.
Trying to work out whether Phillips or Cresswell are going to play. And then I'm going to plan whether I haven't done any transfers yet. Whether I do make a transfer.
Yeah.
Or whether I do a double next week once the double game weeks are a bit more assured.
Right, okay.
So
what's the news on Cresswell then? Is he anything?
Well, he was 50. You know, apparently, David Moyes said he was facing a late fitness test last Saturday.
Yeah.
So you got to feel like he's pretty good chance of starting this week. So we're a week on. And if he was 50-50 to play last week, he's got to be looking pretty good this week.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
But I might have to do a double change because if Phillips is still out, I'm going to struggle to... I need to get all play. I need 15 playing players.
Yeah.
So Phillips will have to go, but obviously I need to free some cash up to make a couple. But that could be the Godfrey Holgate double up for the double game week. We'll see.
Sounds juicy, man. Let's have a look at your game week 34 team.
Hey, what's... Glasto. No, you haven't missed Ashley.
Have I missed the hood yet? The hood yet?
We're going to the hood soon.
Loving the nick in the hood.
So my team for this week, I mean, to be honest, you know, not too much to talk about because it all depends on the transfers. But at the minute, just stuck the injury concerns on the bench.
Yeah.
And Bamford, a bit of a risk benching him. But then I think, like, who else would you bench?
I mean, Bruno's out of form. I'm not sure about the West Ham double up.
Can you rest Bruno, though?
I wouldn't, personally, because, you know, I think he scored against Liverpool. He scored a free kick in the cut.
Yeah.
I think he's got a good record against them.
It's just Bowen and Lingard are like, they've been on form.
And they're both playing up front.
Recently, and they're both on front. So I just feel like they've got to play.
Yeah.
Same as Salah.
I think if it's anyone, it'd be Bowen out of that lot.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just feel like he's got more of a chance of...
I don't know. I'd be tempted to go Bamford, mate, the way Leeds play an attack.
Yeah.
But
all right, we'll see.
It's up to you, man. You're the boss man this season and you're winning. You're leading the pack.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, man. Right. What's your overall rank now?
90. I dropped right down to 90K.
90K. Yeah. You can still be chasing that 50K, even push for that top 10K. Top 25K would be good.
I don't know about that. I mean, 50K definitely is an aim.
Yeah, man.
Everything else is a bit of a dream at the minute.
All right. Shall we move on?
Let's go back in time to that little TV show we know as Ash Meets World. And we'll see.
Are we throwing the lines open first? Should we the juice bar?
Guys, if anyone wants to join us for this portion of the show, James is going to put the Zoom link up now.
Yeah.
We would love to see you.
Guys, we're going to try this little thing, right? So when you join us on the Zoom call for the juice bar, when you join, we're going to ask you, welcome to FPL Juice, welcome to the juice bar, what are you having? If your response isn't, I'll have an FPL juice, please, we're going to cut you off instantly.
No, I think, well.
That is what we're doing.
Zoom idea.
We're going to get rid of that. So if you come onto the juice bar and you don't say, I'll have an FPL juice, please, that is it.
I'll have a pint of milk.
That's the Zoom meeting ID, guys. Get involved.
There we go. Right, let's, while we're waiting for people to jump on, let's visit Ash Meets World.
Yeah.
So, young Ashley.
Yo.
Old Ashley, now you're 32 today.
Yeah, man.
I've got a word for you.
Go on, talk to me.
It's definitely gettable.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Or even for me?
I've gone quite easy again. I think you'll notice.
Appreciate that.
Ostentatious. Your face says, I have no idea. But what's your mind saying?
Ostentatious.
Ostentatious.
Austin Powers.
Ostentatious. Not Charlie Austin.
Austin Healy.
Austin Healy. Ostentatious.
Ostentatious.
Mm.
Oh. James, do you know it? No, you're lying.
Of course
you're
he lying. Knows it.
What's that? Oh, thank
Don't
you.
Don't bring it up.
I just had the definition flash in front of me.
I reckon even seeing that for a split second.
I didn't get it. Ooh, ostentatious. I genuinely don't know. I've heard it used, obviously. Mm-hmm. Ostentatious. Is it like, is it quite like, does it mean, it's an adjective, obviously. Description word.
Correct.
There's my key stage two coming in. Does it mean like kind of, like a bit out there? Like a bit kind of obscure?
No.
If I was to describe something as ostentatious, as a bit?
No.
A bit off the wall type sort of thing? No?
No.
All right, okay.
What it means is quite like pretentious.
Okay.
Almost like showy and pretentious.
Like that's kind of what I said, though.
Is it?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Oh, who are you going to give me that one?
A bit random, you said. What did you say?
Yeah, a little bit like a bit showy.
Random. You didn't say showy at all. You never said showy.
I said a bit like a little bit showy.
I said fair enough. A little bit, leave it.
No, a little bit like, I said a little bit off the wall, a little bit.
You said Austin Powers 3 times. So I don't think.
Your face says it all.
It's very true, Francesca.
Yeah, no. Show off. All right, that's about well Nick. Done. Flashy, showy. See, mate, they're just drumming you right now, bro.
Nick Khan, welcome back.
They're cutting you now.
Nick, if you want to jump on the Zoom, mate, we missed you last week.
Only works if you're willing to send the juice out. That only works if you're willing to send the juice out, James.
James is sending the juice out. As soon as it comes in, it's saying like, if you come on there and say, what are you having? And we say, I'm having a FPL juice.
Give Ash that one. A little bit out there isn't too far off. Cheers, Bungle, man.
No, because it is massively out there. Bungle?
Yeah, man.
Have you logged in as Bungle on your phone over there? What's going on? There's no one could support you with that to say you got that point. I'd give it.
The longest word he knows. Well, me or Nick?
What is the longest word you know, Ash?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Something that's not from a Disney.
You don't know. Birthday, innit? Yeah, you let me have it, man.
Listen,
my birthday,
listen.
That's what I'm saying.
There's certain presents.
Shout out Bungle.
That you can't give. Yeah, and that's priceless. You can't give a point. You wouldn't want the point if it was a pity point, would you?
I'll take it.
Well, okay.
I'll take it all day long.
Well, Ash.
Yeah.
That's all we got time for on Ash Meets World.
Oh, thank you. That was fun. I learn more and more every week. It's great.
Good.
Right. Nick in the Hood. Who was looking out for this one? Glasto,
mate.
Right, Glasto. This one's for you, bro. Right. I've been giving you some quite hard ones.
Yeah, the last couple have been difficult. Oh, I should have got the last one.
Yeah.
Juju, I should have got.
Juju, that was tough, though.
Raga, I didn't have a clue. Kate knew. When I got home, she knew.
Did she know?
Yeah.
Shout out, Kate. Right. Your word this week, my friend, is Buki.
Buki.
Buki. Booky. Buki.
Chipmunk did a song called Buki.
Oh, here we go.
He did, didn't he?
Slumdog Millionaire, look.
Right now, everything's Buki. But I don't know what it means.
Oh, yes, good.
I sing along in the car, but I don't know what it means.
You listen to Chipmunk, yeah?
Yeah.
No, it won't be that one.
Right now, everything's Buki. What could that mean?
Buki.
Is it a bit like Glasto, sly? Do you know? That's what I think it means. Is it a bit sly?
Sly. Kind of. Can you elaborate anymore?
Like a bit... I don't know. That's all I think. Like, if someone's Buki, they're a little bit like underhand, like a bit sly, a bit of an undercover, like...
Have we? All right, let's get them up. Let's see if they know before I give you the answer.
Right now, everything's Buki.
Oh, yeah, headphones, sorry. Who we got? Aymar? Amarino? Amarino? Are you there?
Get Hollis on. Get PC Reg Hollis on, mate.
Amarino. No camera? No camera, no entry. Yeah, ask him to start the video. Hey, welcome to the Juice Bar. What are you having?
Okay, can you hear me or see me?
Welcome to the Juice Bar. What are you having?
All right, can you give me a second? Because you guys are on my live on the TV, so it's a delay.
Oh, no worries. No
let
worries.
You off. Give me a second. Let him off.
We're not cutting off. We have to get the juice. Everyone wants the FPL juice.
Okay, perfect.
I'll help you out with this one. Would you like a pint of FPL juice?
Well, it's actually in juice. It's Ramadan, so I can only have juice, non-alcoholic.
Oh, okay.
Just say all yes
right. Next time. Yeah, just say when.
Yes.
Soon.
Yeah. Great. We'll keep you on.
The How's juice it going, knows man? No religion. It's suitable for everyone.
How's it going, man? You all right?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I haven't been following you guys that much. I've only as of recent started following you on Twitter. I don't Appreciate know who it, I was talking to in the DMs where I sent that accidental one.
This sounds dodgy.
What was it? On Twitter or Instagram?
On Twitter. No, it's nothing dodgy. I was just like, it was during a game and we were in FPL chat and we were just talking about the game. And I sent them a message regarding the West Ham match. And I was like, why is nobody replying to my comments? And then I see, and like an hour later, I get a reply back. I was like, oh, okay, that's why.
So that would have been you, Nick.
That would have been me.
We're busy guys, you know? We're not on social media all the time. But sorry we didn't get back to you for an hour. Appreciate you reaching out, though.
Whereabouts are you calling from, mate?
Dublin.
Oh, cool. All good. We got the error link.
Yeah, we had FPL error on for a little mini pod earlier. He's from Ireland as well.
I think the nickname rings a bell. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you might see him on Twitter.
What team do you support?
I'll be honest. I grew up, originally I'm from Bosnia. So I grew up on Inter Milan and Bayern. And then I moved to Dublin. By the time I moved around 2002. So yeah. The likes of Chelsea were up and coming. So Chelsea's probably the one that I kind of, as a kid, glory haunting days.
Yeah.
That I followed the most.
Who's the best Bosnian football? Was
Edin Dzeko.
Was it Dzeko?
Yeah, man.
Oh, Dzeko by miles.
Gotta be.
Where was Kežman Serbian?
Mateja Kežman. Yeah, I think he was Serbian. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
He's Serbian, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Fun fact about Dzeko, he grew up, I grew up maybe a two minute walk away from him. So I used see him at the bus station going to training for the team that is my own club team, my own town team rival. So yeah, he's very, very kind of down to earth kind of lad.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well known around Sarajevo.
He's a great player.
He's probably the best one by miles.
Yeah,
he's very underrated. When he was at City,
he was banging
every
goals.
Every time he played. You think now where City are with their strikers, they don't really have one. They're playing without a striker.
Yeah, for sure.
Dzeko now, if he was there in his prime, he'd be the player.
I mean, I might be biased here, but he is definitely probably one of the most underrated players of the last 20 years. Strikers, anyway.
I would agree. Definitely agree.
I think he scored... Yeah, he scored 50-plus goals in Premier League. He scored 50-plus goals in Bundesliga, 50-plus goals in Serie A. Yeah, I don't think people realize how good of a striker he has really been.
No, he was definitely quality. Is it Amorinho? What's your name? Is it Amorinho? Is that what we call you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so
that's the
nickname, we're just in the middle of we're just in the middle of Nick in the Hood. So this is the section of the show where I give Nick a bit of urban slang and he tries to work out what it is. I don't know if you caught the word, but the word is bookie. Would you have any idea what bookie means?
When you say it's which area are we talking about?
Like London area.
London, okay. I'm not gonna lie. I would not have a clue.
Have a guess.
Bukaki. It's do you know what? It sounds so similar to Bukaki.
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 Oh man.
Do you know what? I'm gonna go for something like arrogant or boastful or something like that.
I'll take that. So you said arrogant. You said. Underhand,
it's sneaky.
I'm going to give that one to you.
Thank you.
I'm going to give that to you.
Yes.
The actual definition of bookie would be to describe someone as quite suspicious.
Oh yeah. Oh, there you go then.
That's a bit booky. That's a bit dodgy. Bit suspicious.
Nice. All right. Yeah. So I've got 1 point.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
And Sam from FPL family, he has been a bit booky with Salah.
Very good shout.
Love it. Booky. When somebody's acting strange or weird, typically used in Nuneaton, Coventry, and Birmingham area.
Coventry? Dion Dublin says that all the time, mate. He's on Homes Under the Hammer.
This living room's well booky.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us,
man. We've got to let you go. Thanks for joining us.
Good to see you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Take it easy.
See you soon. Bye. Bukkake.
Bukkake's definitely It's the wrong show. Maybe the right. Is your birthday, Ash? Here he is.
Hey, Roberto the Pro. Welcome to the Juice Bar. What are you having?
Oh, he's got the cap on. He's only got the cap on.
FBL Juice, of course.
Yes.
Merched up.
Very good. Loving the cap, man. How you doing?
You can very Timberlake there. Yeah. You got the shirt and the baseball cap. VMAs.
Yeah, with the stuff. I was watching it on the other one, so I've got all eyes now.
All good, my man.
Love it.
So, how's your week been?
Busy. But good. There's always room for a bit of FPL in everyone's life. So,
exactly that.
Yeah, it's good. I've had a pretty good game week, to be fair. Ian Acho captain. I'll take that.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly pulling my hair out when Salah scored because I am one of the few people that don't own him in my mini leagues. And it was just like, it was a nightmare. But yeah, Ian Acho came in clutch. So I'm just pretty happy with that.
What are you drinking, mate?
FPL juice.
Hey! There was a slight pause there. I thought, could slip up here. Could all go wrong.
That's class, man. What brings you to the juice bar? Any topics of discussion?
Pour your heart out. What's going on?
Defenders might be quite an interesting topic of discussion, especially for like the run-in for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And you mentioned already, Nick, about Everton defenders, and Coleman is an interesting one. But I also think one that we should maybe look at is Luca Digne. He's actually had a lot of potential with points and it's just not quite delivered on that potential. But, you know, he's on set pieces. Free kicks. And I think maybe he just deserves to get a few more assists in the upcoming game weeks.
Yeah, he's got a nice little run, hasn't he? So obviously Villa this week, West Ham, Aston Villa, potential double there, looking pretty likely. Sheffield United, Wolves, it's only game week 38 where they then face City. But by then, it's the last day of the season. Anything can happen. City, depending on what's going on with them in the other competitions, they might play a completely weakened team. So you never know that. Even that could be a fixture that might be worth playing them in. So
yeah,
I think it's a great shout.
I think Everton defenders is a way to go. Luca Digne, a lot of people have tried with Luca Digne this season, haven't they? They've tried to bring him in and he's not quite performed.
Well, last season, obviously he had the injuries, but this year, but last season he was just, his free kicks were unbelievable. He was getting assists off corners.
Yeah.
And it feels such a shame this year that hasn't happened because, especially DCL with his aerial ability and Dean and missing those games, you feel like he would have been the one getting those assists as opposed to perhaps James Rodriguez or other people like that. But yeah, defenders is definitely an interesting one.
Who are you fancying defenders wise, Roberto?
Give us a differential.
Well, right now I've got Matt Target and I'm kind of just holding fire with him because
I've had him for
apparently
donkeys.
Know of a double game week in the future and we don't quite know when that's going to fit in.
Yeah.
So
potentially,
I'm not sure with Matt Target. Recently, he's been getting a lot of yellow cards. But at this point, I'm just going to hold fire. I think an interesting topic right now as well, I think with the fixture turn, I was wondering to hear your opinion on it, Ash, about Leeds, because obviously they had that really bad run of games. Got the clean sheet against United and now their fixtures are turning. But with people like Rafinha injured, Bamford off form, are they really worth going for?
I mean,
they've got a lovely run of fixtures.
You've still got Bamford. I still like Bamford. The only reason why I don't have him is because Nick's got him. He's still the focal point of that attack. They are still going to play exactly the same way, regardless of who they play against. I think he's got something like, he's got over 20 plus goals and assists combined this season.
Do you want to hear their running?
I'll hear it, but I'm not. It wouldn't bother me if they were playing against big teams.
Mm. Well, it's quite nice. I mean, they got Brighton this week. Tottenham, the game
they could score against Tottenham.
They could easily
Tottenham aren't solid at the back.
Burnley, Southampton, last day of the season, West Brom.
So they've got a great run in.
Great run. I mean, West Brom could potentially still be fighting for survival on the last day of the season. That they could be giving it their everything. Yeah. But listen, it's as good as any other sort of teams that we're looking at. Leeds is a really difficult team because they just throw everything at it. So the nice thing about them, and I said ages ago earlier in the season, that the nice thing about them is even if they're like losing, you know they're still going to attack and try and get goals. So if you're owning their attackers, they don't kind of settle. If they're losing 3-0, they still will try and like get goals. They won't give up. Like, he won't let them. So I do feel like they're a good team to get on in an attacking sense. But like you say, you know, Harrison has obviously had a really good season.
I like Harrison.
He's been playing well recently as
Dallas
well.
Dallas is a must.
Dallas is definitely a must.
Yeah. He's this season's Lundstrom. I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Got to be done. Roberto, I know you're a Watford fan. They've been promoted. I would say congratulations, but I just hate Watford, so...
Go on, you
all. I wasn't expecting anything different. It's fine. Don't worry. I'll take it on the chin.
No, well done.
Luton are going to stay up, though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. We're very they're comfortable. Safe. And we beat Watford. Yeah.
You've got to be pleased with that.
You know, we'll see you later, Luton. You know, it wasn't that a long of a time.
Well, your budget is about 80 times ours, so you should be in the Prem anyway.
That's what happens when people pay to get in the ground.
Scum.
you get the revenue, mate. That's how it works.
Should we move on? Do you want to stay on for a bit, Roberto?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Let's go to should we see what the agent's saying first?
Yeah, we've got a little clip from the agent.
You know about the
James,
agent.
He's still there. He's still there. Couldn't see.
Roberto, we're gonna put you on the spot. You know we do the some say.
Yeah.
But some say that, right. Mm. So Ash will go, I'll go, and then you have to come with something. If it's not an absolute banger, shame upon both your houses.
Pressure's on.
I'm going to cut him off.
Right. You've got 30 seconds to think of something. Ash.
Right. So, the agent, right?
Mm.
Some say that he once traded his car, his house, his Spurs season ticket, and his mother for a Charizard Shiny.
Nice.
Swear. True
some
story.
Some say that he was originally meant to perform the rap in Peter Andre's Mysterious Girl, but he owed Bubba La Ranks a tenner, so he settled to, like, swap the deal.
Okay.
And some say, in an effort to impersonate Santa Claus, instead of going down the chimney, he went down the loo.
Hey.
God, that's
yes, that was good. All we know is
he's called the agent.
He's the agent.
The VT.
What's that, mate? Yeah, I went above Ash in the juice league we got. Yeah, the little league we got me, Ash, Nick, producer James. Yeah, I went above him. It's embarrassing for the lad. But, you know, what's he going to do? He's going to just have to do better. But anyway, ta-da, mate. Keep well. Say hello to your missus for me. All right, boys and girls. Sorry about that. I'm gonna do something you shouldn't do. I'm going to bring in a Man City player, although it's a Man City player that doesn't really play for him anymore. And that's Sergio Aguero. 10.3 million sounds a lot of money for someone who doesn't play. I know this is probably something you just shouldn't do, but I'm doing it. They're playing Palace. He's not going to play, I don't think, in the Champions League. Didn't play in the Cup final. I just think he's going to say goodbye with some points. He's been an FPL legend, absolute legend. I just think it's time to say goodbye with some cheeky little points, starting with Palace.
Right, so the agent's getting all Billy Big Balls because he's gone above me in the mini league. It's only literally by about like 3 points.
Yeah, but
Ash, point to points, like, come on, you should be above him.
I'll be going above him again next
week.
This
is a man that's just tipped Aguero to do well. Right?
That's a shocker.
So and he's above you. So
that's a bad tip.
Quite worrying. It's a terrible shout.
10.3 million. He's got 17 points in total this season, Aguero. I can see why he's trying to think of a diff. I'll be surprised if he actually brings him into his own team after giving that tip.
It'll be interesting to see.
Maybe he's trying to throw a few people off.
He's trying now. He's mind games with you.
Yeah, nah, I'm not falling for that.
It's Pep mind games. That's what it is.
What do you reckon?
He can talk the talk, but can he walk the walk?
Oh, mate, I'm gutted. He's gone above me. I can't let him finish above me. It's not happening. What do you think about Aguero, Roberto?
Oh, well, it would be a nice pick in the 11-12 season, but you know, we've gone past that. At this point, he's just he's dreaming in the past. At this point,
producer James asked, like, what webcam you're rocking, bro?
James is going to send you a webcam
because there's some. This is
what's that?
James. James said he's going to send you a webcam. We're going to get you up to 4K, mate.
4K
so
HD.
So we can see you.
You look like a blur. Right. Should we move on?
Let's.
So there's a couple of little topics of discussion from this week. I was listening on the radio in in the car on the way down that the Balbuena Red got rescinded. It's been overturned.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Good news?
Well,
that's good news for football. That's good news for the game. That was never a red card. That was an absolutely outrageous decision.
But the problem is, why? This is what gets me. If you're rescinding red cards,
yeah,
isn't that what VAR's there to do live? So you don't have this complete ruining of a game.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Because it's no good having it rescinded 3-4 days later. Nah. That's not what it's about.
Because the game was there. Do you know what I mean?
Surely rescind it there and then. Rescind it on the day. Because you've got the same people that are looking at the VAR, must be the same people that are making decisions to say, oh no, well actually that isn't the red card.
Not good news for West Ham, Chris says.
not a bad one.
What did you think about that red, Roberto?
Oh, well, it's exactly as you say. It's getting sent off for putting his foot in.
Yeah.
And these days, they can't even do that. Like, you're completely right, Nick, with what you said about the same people that make these decisions later on in games have to be taking responsibility during the games. Because, like, as fans, I think we're just completely put in the dark about what actually equates as VAR looking at it. Because we've seen so many times in previous seasons where they've played back a scenario time and time again. But then these days, we see those big red card shouts and they don't even look at them and they send them off. If they at least analyse it, you'd say, okay, fair enough. They've actually thought about it. But sometimes they just don't even give it a single second.
VAR's ruining the game, man. They've destroyed the game.
I mean, it worked.
The game's gone.
With the John Stones one.
Shocking.
Did you think that was... I thought that was a red. I know Guardiola was complaining.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you're not?
No.
So Guardiola was going mental about it on the tip. But it was a red card. Like, he booked him and then he came... He looked at it again and it was definitely... It was high, it was late, it was everything.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, where's he supposed
sometimes
to put his
it
foot,
does
Balbuena?
Work.
He's just clearing the ball. It's not his fault that the guy gets in the way.
No.
It's never a foul. It's never a yellow. It's never a red. Yeah, you're right, Chris. Sorry. After the result. Shocking. But yeah, good news that it was overturned. Good news for West Ham. Good news for football. Out with VAR. Get VAR out. I've had enough.
Indeed.
Load of rubbish.
Guys, remember, do jump on the Zoom if you want to have your say on any of these topics. Right,
yeah.
On to the next one. So we saw Daniel Ek, is it?
Yeah, so the guy that owns Spotify.
Yeah, to launch a bid to buy Arsenal with Henry, Bergkamp and Vieira.
Apparently it's all gone downhill already.
You're
a bit like ESL.
Well,
so literally, I think today, the Kroenkes, Stan and his son or whatever, the ones that own Arsenal. Don't get VAR out, get the idiots behind it. Arrogantly, jump on the Zoom call and let's have a little chat. Let's join the juice bar. Let's have a little chat.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, they've said unequivocally they're not looking to sell any part of Arsenal to anybody.
Well, I suppose they're not because they've made that massive investment. And as we know, as they've proved time and time again, it's just money for them. The thing is, the only thing I think, Daniel Ek teaming up with Henri, Bergkamp and Vieira is very cheesy. It's very much like...
Getting JLS back together.
Well, it's a bit like if I wanted to go to like a reggae night,
yeah,
right? And I'd be like, oh no, I've brought my black mates. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, no, let me in. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yes. Not, or I know exactly for, what you're saying.
You go out for like,
yes.
You go out for like, what's it called? St. Patrick's Day. You ring up a couple of Irish mates and like, oh, come to the bar, mate, because I feel a bit silly on my own.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, mate. Just don't bring them just because you know it's good PR. Don't get them involved. How much money is Henri, Bergkamp and Vieira putting in? Isn't Vieira still on the board at Man City?
I've no idea.
Something stupid.
I thought
he was
in
gone to France.
I'm not sure.
He went to manage Nice or something, didn't he? I can't remember now. But it's like, why are you getting just stand on your own and say he's only in it for them? Do you think Daniel Ek is like wants to get into it in, for a charity and just donate all the Spotify premium. That's why the Spotify premium, I got an email today, the family plan's gone up £2 a month. It's because they want to pay off pay off all these crap players' wages.
Would you have Spotify own Watford, Roberto? You having a bit of that?
Oh, no, not a single chance. Like,
Elton John's hits would go up tenfold. On the old streaming services.
Watford have got LimeWire. They're back up.
Watford have got LimeWire. Bit of bear share.
Back in the day.
All right, are we gonna let Roberto go? Yeah. Roberto, thanks for joining us on the stream, mate. Appreciate you coming on.
Nice one, mate.
Get yourself a new webcam. Peace.
Cheers for having me, lad.
Pleasure.
See you, mate.
Alright. See you later.
DM us your address. We're gonna send you a webcam.
Oh, he's gone. I'll DM him, don't worry.
Cool.
Should we have a bit of Juice League?
Potential Watford juicer as well, by the way.
Go on. Cancelling Spotify now.
Ooh. It's on that Apple Music.
Love it. Have we got any accent requests for the Juice League?
Oh, no.
We should have asked Roberto.
Last thing on the juice bar.
Yeah.
City treble.
It's on. Premier League's wrapped up. It's just Champions League now, isn't it? It can be done. They've got they'll probably never have a better shot of doing it.
Yeah. It's not the proper treble, though, is it?
What, without what?
Without the FA Cup.
It's still a treble, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's still
like the
trophy.
Liverpool treble.
Why are you
they
going
won,
like you're a Man United fan?
I'm not any fan of anything. It doesn't matter. You just got to keep it real. You know.
Did you watch the final of the League Cup?
Some of it.
Boring.
Yeah, it didn't sound great.
Right.
Here we go. Juice League top 10.
Should we just crack through it? Yeah, man. All right, down in 10, Pinky and De Bruyne.
Up to Robert 9, Wood. TBC, Peter Gray.
Down to 8, Barker's Party. Matt Barker, he's been there for ages.
Yeah. Sticking at 7, Catastrophe.
Your eyes are gone.
Manja Tadic.
up to 6, Green Eggs and Sam, Big Sam.
Sticking at 5, Smile, You Son of a Klitsch, Gareth Bridges.
Great week for Big Sam, by the way. Staying true at number 4, we've got Stevie Grogan with Wetford.
The Blurst of Teams by Alex Arblaster is up to 3.
I think he's come from absolutely nowhere, Alex. Still in 2, FPL Vince McMahon with FPL McMahon 11.
And with a bit of a daylight ahead of him and the teams behind him now, it is Elijah at FPL Elijah. Klopp Tonight FC, good friend of Lion's Head over in South Africa. He's smashing it. I think he's top 2K in the world now. He's doing really, really well.
Decent.
So, yeah, it will be interesting to see where he can finish.
Very good. Competition time now, guys. We got any more? No more. Right, competition time, guys. I think someone commented we're on about 965 subs now, but...
How many does that leave to go, Ash?
35 more. Whoop! Anyone else think Roberto is spitting image of Lee Nelson?
Throwing the...
Oi, Ricky, I'm nothing like Simon Brodkin, did I say? All right, okay. Having some bants in the comments, love it. PS5 giveaway, 1K to give it away. 965, 35 more to go. And then we're going to do a draw. Should we talk about how we're going to do the draw? Or, yeah? So me and James, I don't know if you know about this, so we had a little idea.
Clearly not.
Right. What we're planning to do, you know, like how they do the balls when they draw like for the FA Cup and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get like a bunch of ping pong balls and we're going to write the numbers on them.
Yeah.
And then we're going to like basically seed everyone so they know they have a number assigned to them. And then we're going to draw out like...
Oh, until you narrow it down to a final.
Until we get to like 32, then 16... Then 8, then 4, and then we get to a final, and then maybe we'll do like a PlayStation game, like a game of FIFA to decide the winner or something.
That's a lot of...
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of ping pong balls.
Well, apparently we can get 500 for like $44.99, so...
Well, where are you going to find a bowl to fit in 500 ping pong balls?
We'll figure it out.
I think there's a club in Soho.
I'll use my hats.
Speak.
But guys, if you'd like to enter the free prize draw to win the PlayStation 5, all you have to do is subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's FPL Juice. Take a screenshot showing that you've subbed to the channel and then send that screenshot to me, Ash, at fpljuice.com, and I'll send you some confirmation email letting you know that you're in the draw. not long to go.
Yeah.
Giveaway is sponsored by Bell Twin Commercial Catering Engineers, top class parts and maintenance for all your commercial catering
Sticky
needs.
Sticky Vicky is available. Chris Irvine.
Sticky Vicky. Have you seen her?
On Barbados.
Benidorm.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. By the time we give away the PS5, PX6 will be out.
I know. We'll speed everyone up. Get your mates subscribed.
Mugging us right off. Right, cancel that webcam.
We could fit 500 ping pong balls if you're now not wearing your baseball caps anymore.
In
we
my
could
hat.
Use that.
Because yeah, man.
The head size people aren't aware of. This cranium has its own gravitational pull. We could definitely get 500 ping pong balls in there. No problem.
I had a fresh trim, so I thought I'd let it have some air for 2 weeks.
I think I prefer before. It's, look, it's zoomed in there. Well, it's just, yeah, I think, you
know. It's not that bad.
You're 32 now, you know, getting a little bit more older. It's definitely nice to, you know, not wear a baseball cap all the time.
Cheers. Baseball cap's coming back next week.
Baseball bat.
With the baseball bat.
I've triggered you.
I'm going to knock that hair off your head, mate. Right. Before we move on to punditry part two,
yeah,
I just want to give a little shout out to the shirt loot box guys.
Mm.
So we're trying to do something with these guys, but They're a bit new, a bit of a startup, and we can't get it going. So, but I just want to give them a shout out.
We'll work on it.
They basically you sign up and I think it's like £30 or something, and they send you like a random football jersey in a box. It's really cool. And we'd love to like decorate our studio with some of these shirts, obviously preferably Premier League ones.
Nah, the more random, the better, I reckon.
Yeah. I don't mind. Whatever. It'd be really fun though if we could set something up with these guys. So. Go and drop them a follow on Instagram. It's at Shirt Loot Box. And tell them that we sent you there as well. Drop them a DM saying FPL Juice told us to follow you. You can also find them on Twitter. They're FPL Commissioners. I don't know if you've seen that account floating around.
Yeah, I have.
That's them.
Okay.
You can also catch them on www.shirtlootbox.co.uk, I believe it is. So yeah, go and check it out. All right. Should we move on?
Tell me about the punditry, Ash. Now, you are, I mean...
Is this on me, this one, yeah?
Well, pretty much.
Okay.
I'm not going to know what's good or bad.
All right.
But...
We'll use my judgment call on this one.
Yeah.
We've had a good load of entries, though. We've had like 29 entries.
Right, so...
You want to go first?
I will. FPL Casual.
Yeah.
Aiden, I haven't seen him for a little while, but it is... Giovanni... Giara dos Santos.
Garidos Santos.
Garidos Santos.
It's going to be a long punditry.
Pascal Metagross.
Okay, no, they're both not good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh. FPL Cribsy. Sammy Hitmonlee. Sammy Lee. Yeah, I'm having that. And Dodrio Ferdinand. That's very good. I'm having that.
FPL Pacino.
Yeah.
Unovo Walk Alone.
I don't know that one.
You don't know Unovo?
No.
Charizard Taylor and Tanguela Ndombele.
Tanguela Ndombele is really good.
Mm.
Tanguela Ndombele is really good. Yogi FPL, Pika Che Adams, like it, and Oliver Kangaskhan. This is strong.
FPL Noble Gent, Marowak Fanani.
Yeah. That's good.
Is Marowaka?
Marowak, yeah. Okay. Marowan.
I might have that. Put that down as my shortlist.
Yeah.
And EVG, like Stevie G. EVG.
Okay, no, that's terrible, Noble Gent. You can do better than that. Little Charmander on the screen. Sam Play, Eden Char Hazard. We've had that already. And Gerard Pikachu. Yeah, very good.
Eden Char Hazard again. This is FPL Buddy. David Jolteon. Instead of David Bellion.
No.
And Johnny Ditto.
No.
Johnny Otto.
That's okay.
I like that one. That's all right.
Do you want me to write it down for you?
No. That's still my favourite.
Loads of Eden Charizard. This is Norman, who's on the live stream. Thanks, Norman. Adrian Mewtwo. Solid. Solid work. He's FPL Era had that one.
FPL Puffin. Next year, he's called his team Pokemon, and he'll get Teemo in game week one.
Nice. Like it. FPL mate Dan, our good friend, has been a guest on the show. He's come with five. So I'm just going to read a couple. John Lugia Buffon. That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel Levy. That's an Eevee, is the Pokemon. Cheers, Dan. Thanks for entries, mate.
FPL Doodles, creator of all things beautiful, including the bottle label that we have on FPL Juice.
Yeah, man.
I must be old. I know like one Pokemon, and that's Pikachu. But what about Peter Chekachu? Petter Chekachu?
Nah. Nah. Struggling. Amund.
It's tough.
He's come with Robin Van Persien. That's okay. And Colin Bellsprout. Okay. I'm assuming there's a player called Colin Bell.
Yeah. Old Man City player.
Okay.
Well before your time.
Yeah.
Jordan at FPL X. FPL Maestro X. Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Very good.
What's the...
Abra.
Oh, okay.
That's very good. FPL Cassio Ipep, a.k.a. Hannah. She's gone with Peak Atsu. Christian Atsu.
Hmm. FPL Foxy. Steve Bulbasaur.
I like it.
Do you know Steve Ball?
I know Steve Ball.
Just checking.
I do know Steve Ball. Thanks, man. FPL Foxy. Oh no, was that the same one?
Yeah.
Yes, sorry, FPL Foxy. So did you do FPL Geo? You didn't, did you? Pikachu Pomoting. You had that one.
Oh yeah, there you go.
And Martin Squirtle, bit of a favourite.
And then FPL Pig, singer of all things incredible about FPL. Have you caught his songs yet, Ash?
No.
He sings about the game week each week.
Does he?
Yeah, we'll have to
we need to get him on.
Get him up.
100%.
Yeah, well, definitely. Yeah, he was on Bonus Pints last week chatting to
him. Oh, okay.
So. But he's gone with Pikachu. And I can...
Okay. Is it at PK?
I've got a picture to go along. Can you zoom in on that? Can you see the...
PK. Gerard Pikachu.
Gerard Pikachu.
Decent.
Too late,
FPL
James.
Tats. FPL Tats has come with Chris Weedle. That's Chris Waddle. It's quite good. And Ekins Okoku. Nice. Also very good.
Nicholas Jorgensen has gone with Hitmonlee Sharp.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like it.
And Emre Kangaskhan.
Yeah. Emre Chan. Okay. See where he's going. Elise, she's come with David McGolduck. That's very, very good. And Joshua Kingler. That's also very good. She's come with some fire there, Elise.
Amarino, who's joined us for the live chat earlier, thanks for that, mate, has gone something about Machoke and Akinfenwa. That'll
do. Well, Machoke is like a really strong one. What was Ricky's one that he's just put up? He's a really strong Team Rocket, Jesse Lingard. Yeah, that's very good, Ricky. Ricky knows. Ricky was a little Pokemon card collector back in the day.
Did he used to wander around with you?
With the app. Yeah, with me and app. Him, we used to go around together.
Take a picnic out for the day.
Like robbing kids and taking all their Pokemons off them. It was wicked. Good times.
Pokemon loot.
Lynn Guardians of the Galaxy, that's Lynn. Oxlade Charmeleon, very good. And I will go with Bobby Fiderino.
Nice.
Oxlade Charmeleon, there's some really good ones in it.
FPL Shearer with another Gerard Pikachu.
Yeah.
And then we got FPL Plonker with Gael Kakuna.
Yeah, very good.
Put that, I like that one. Johnny Ekins and Arcanine.
That's very good. Gael Kakuna is very, very good. Nick Khan, Martin Squirtle and Alexander Snorlax. That's supposed to be Alexander Sorloff.
Oh, that's excellent.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for the rum. Very, very kind. That'll be gone tomorrow.
Just checking that's a balloon and not a heart. Keep things calm. Yeah, thanks for that rum. Suchek yourself, Josh Magikarp.
Very good.
What's is that the
it's
actual?
A Magikarp, yeah, it's called a Magikarp.
Josh Magikarp.
Very, very good.
Okay.
FPL Teach Mode. He's got Gerard Pikachu and Thomas Graveler. Oh, that's quality.
Oh, it's hard, isn't it?
I've got a few good ones in here. I'll just quickly whiz through the Instagram ones, otherwise Roberto will get very upset with me. Roberto the Pro. No, sorry, FPO in the dugout. Lizara Zubat. Oh, that's very good. Rydon Bertrand and Andre Staryu. Andre Staryu, very good. Timo Pikachu, Pukichu, and Gary Rowlett.
Chris Irvine, nerd alert.
Sorry. It's part of my childhood, man.
Part of your
I love
childhood.
How Ray Qureshi's not on here, though. This was his suggestion.
Yeah, he's not got an entry in.
Roberto the Pro, Super Joe Allen. I don't know who that is. Giovanni Lo Celso, he was a Pokemon trainer. And Blaziken. Roberto, they're terrible, but I wouldn't expect anything less than... Ray, where is your entry? I can't see it anywhere. Jay Newman, Jose Mourinho, very good. Jack Goodwin, Doug Trio Ferdinand, and Joe Lintonix, very good. And T. Benbrick, Char Azard, and Daniel Levy.
I've got Karl Marx with Electabuzz. Don't know what football that's meant to be.
No, I don't know what football that is. Some really good ones in there. I think my favourite one is Steve Bulbasaur. Steve, I think that's class.
Bulbasaur, yeah.
Adrian Mutu surely wins this.
I'm going...
Although I do think Dodrio Ferdinand would make an excellent thumbnail because it's got three heads and you could put like three of his head on there. I'm going with Dodrio Ferdinand.
Dodrio Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Well... I don't think it'll win because it sounds like you've already teed it up. But Josh Magikarp.
That's very good.
Is
a good one.
The one that I like, even though I have no idea what a Magikarp is.
Jimmy, what are you saying? Green pepper or red tomato? Please vote now.
Of course it is.
Thank you very much.
I don't mind that. It's your birthday. Got to have something.
I can't remember who's that winning pun that was. Let me find them.
You better look it up.
Let me give him a quick shout.
Guys, thanks once again for joining us, as always. Do not forget, we just need 35 more people to subscribe to our channel to give away the PS5. So I know we bang on about it, but honestly, if you have anyone that you know that's into FPL, get them on the channel, get them subscribed, and they could be in with a chance, as well as yourselves, of winning this PS5. And hopefully we'll be able to give it away next week, at very least the week after, but we'd rather do it as soon as possible. So then we can gear up for the season finale, where we already have, let me remember, Pinky Green.
Yeah, Boona.
Joining us. Boona.
Plonker.
Joining us. Plonker. Joining us.
Raptor
and
Ross.
And Raptor Ross, last minute entry last week.
Boom.
Joining us. So there's going to be six of us, all day fun.
Yeah.
Games, watch-alongs, drink-alongs, FPL chat, live leagues, catching up with you guys, getting you to jump on to chat with all of us at once. It's going to be good, good times.
Absolutely. And just a quick update on the FPL Juice beer. I think they're bottling it. Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow. It's being bottled tomorrow. And they're going to send us a crate for promo and stuff like that. And then you'll also be able to order it online by next week, hopefully by next week's show. Can we tell them the price? Yeah, it's going to be £25 for a crate of 12, which works out about £2 a bottle, but it's 100% worth it. That's cheap, man.
Quick maths. And not only that, you will get a discount code being FPL Juice fans.
Yes,
so
100%.
It's going to be cheaper for you guys. We'll let you know more details next week, but you guys will be able to redeem a discount, which means that you will not pay more than that. And whoever's done a thumbs down just now, shame on you.
Go and do one.
Right, Ash.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
I will do, mate.
Another year older.
Yeah.
Another year worse at FPL, but keep your head held high.
I certainly will.
And I'll see you next Tuesday.
Love it.
Take it easy.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.